Recently, I got a lot of questions, a lot of people asking me how to better study, how to get better results. And so the answer to this question is quite big. It's very much big. But the one good thing for this question is that its answer is with you. Yes, the answer is with you. So the most important thing in order to make sure that you learn things better, you score good marks, is to select a topic which interests you. Now, almost all the students are unfortunate in this topic, in this regard, because we cannot select what we want to, okay? And if you don't love chemistry, you will love physics. Then that's not okay if you give emphasis on physics and you leave chemistry. Not okay at all. You will have to learn chemistry even if you are going to do a mechanical engineering. So that's the problem here. But if you are lucky enough to decide what to do, then make sure to get better results. The first thing is to select a platform, select a topic which interests you, not to select any topic which you feel is going to be good. First try it, first check how it goes, and then you make sure to scale it according to your interests and select it. The next step is to concentrate. Yes, and in order to concentrate, you need to make sure that you just take deep breaths. Try this now. Just take a deep breath, hold it for almost 10 seconds and leave it away. Okay, now feel that you are totally calm and relaxed from the inner part of the body, and just imagine that you are removing all that clutter of data which you have received in today's date. Okay, on this day, from the start of the day, if you have received any data, just imagine that if you are removing that data, if you don't require it, just imagine. Feel that you are very calm. Once you feel so, read the things, read the concepts line by line. Read a line and then imagine it. Whatever it is, if it is related to physics, if there is a example given wherein a 5 kg slab is shown, imagine a 5 kg slab. If it's chemistry wherein a chemical is shown, suppose they are showing acetic acid, so imagine acetic acid. If you don't know what's acetic acid, search on Google for acetic acid. Get a picture of it. Once you check the picture, imagine the picture in your brain and make a story of that thing. When you make a story and when you go on with the story, and make sure that you will understand that thing excellently, and this can ensure that you get excellent results at the end of the day. You will remember those things as they were, because when you will again read the word acetic acid, an image will be formed in your brain that will show you the photo of acetic acid. So that's what you need to do with all the topics. Maybe it is history. So if it is history, you can imagine the fight. You can make a story of it. History is the most advantageous because history is like a story. History is his story. So that's what my teacher used to say in standard 3. She used to say his story. He was in the past. His story is history. So it's a story, right? And you can imagine the story. And after imagining the story, you'll get an idea about it. So that's a very good way to learn, to memorize, and to score better. So these are the one of the core tips. Wherever you go and ask this question, you will find these tips for sure. Make sure that you follow them now, and just don't ask me for new tips, because the reason is each and every tip of this is very much powerful. If you implement any one of these, you are going to get what you want. There's no meaning in finding 20 tips. Actually, those 20 tips are not worth. Many people will give you those and you will go for them. You will waste your minutes, you will waste your time for it, and then you will get the same output, or maybe you will get confused what to use. So that's the reason I've given you only 2 tips. Use any of it, or maybe use both of it and get good results. Okay, so stay tuned. Happy learning. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, at whatever time you're watching, it depends on you. Stay tuned.